Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And hello and very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco with you once again for Main Menu. This time I'm reviewing a brand new freeware tool, or brand new to me anyway. It is a freeware currency converter. Now, if you're in business, a currency converter could be just a handy item you need if you're doing international currency. Say you need to convert from Australian dollar to United States dollar, or from New Zealand dollar to United States dollar, or perhaps you need to convert from United States dollar to Dutch gulden. This will do it all for you, and it is completely freeware, 100% accessible with WindowEyes, and very easy to use. You can pick up this great freeware tool from http://www.belgraver.demon.nl. And I'm going to demo this great program. As I say, it's 100% freeware, so let's go locate it right now under the Start menu.
Start menu.
And we're going to go to Programs.
P equals Programs pull down. A equals Accessories pull down.
And we're going to up arrow just once here because I just installed it recently.
C equals Currency Converter 2 pull down.
It's called Currency Converter 2. Is the release? It was released in July of 2001. Actually, he has had some minor updates to it since then, but not a major release. I guess it works so well he doesn't have to do much to it, and I'd agree with that. It's a marvelous program. Let's hit return.
C equals Currency Converter 2.
That's the main program right there. Let's down arrow and look at the choices.
M equals Manual.
This is the manual for it. It's fairly short and self-explanatory, and it's in HTML format, so it'll be real easy to read. It's great. The guy's done a really nice job.
M equals Mini World Converter.
The Mini World Converter is a little system tray converter that you can use to access your favorite settings that you've defined in the converter. So if you're in business and you're talking on a phone all day long with international customers and you need to tell them what their exchange rate is right away, this little Mini World Converter could be very handy to be on your system tray. It's great.
R equals README.
Then you have is README. That's just the disclaimer and howdy and that sort of thing.
U equals Uninstall Currency Converter 2.
And, of course, the uninstaller for the program. So, the first thing we're going to do here
C equals
is we're going to go to Currency Converter 2, and we're going to hit return. It's Currency Converter 2. This must be the second release of it. That's why it's got the number 2 at the end of it. We're going to hit return on it.
Menu closed. Button. Start menu. Currency Converter 2.
And there it is. It's now up on the screen, and it opens to a blank screen. Or at least I've customized it to do that. It's open to a blank screen. There are, of course, preferences and settings. Now, there are four different menus in the program. You have the File menu, the Edit menu, the Windows menu, and you have the Help menu. All the functions in this program that you're going to need primarily are going to be underneath the File menu. And it does not say File menu. He just says menu, so be advised of that. We've seen other programs that do this. It just says menu, but you still can type Alt-F, Alt-E, Alt-W, or Alt-H and get to these different menus. Let's go to Alt-F and let's explore the options under the File menu.
Pull down. Preferred.
Okay, Preferred is the very first one. Preferred is the settings that you will define if you want to use the same type of currencies every day. So say every day I need to look up the exchange rate between the United States dollar and the Dutch gulden. To make it real easy for me to do that, I could just set up this preferred. It's like a favorites menu, if you will. And the Dutch gulden and United States dollar is right there. And I can just, at a quick glance, just see what the conversion is right there for it.
World.
Then we have the World menu. And under the World menu, we can look up some preset settings that he's defined, and also I can look up the few settings that I've defined as well.
Cross rates.
Then we have cross rates. This is a spreadsheet type of table in which you can look at several different rates to give you an idea of what's happening.
Rates.
Then we have rates. Rates is the main table with 200 and... Well, I don't know exactly. There's like 240 or 250 countries listed. It's quite a long list here. And we're going to show you that in just a moment here.
Update.
Update. Very important. Every day at noontime Pacific time, that's noontime California time, here. That's going to be 1900 UTC in the summertime, 2000 UTC in the wintertime. The stock exchange updates the currencies with the latest tables. This is done on a regular basis, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. And they update this. So every day, to keep up to date, you want to run that, and it will update your program. It goes out on the internet, it takes a few seconds, and it will download the very latest update table and import it and have it ready for you. Then we can down arrow.
Settings.
Then we have a settings menu. That's just a preferences type menu, and there are some general settings under that menu, like how you want things displayed. Do you want it, you can have it actually go out and update on startup, so you can start it up and have it hit the internet and update the master table and that sort of thing. Do you want it to start up minimized and different, you know, general type of preferences.
Export.
Then you have an export menu, and under the export menu you can export apparently your calculations into CSV or Excel are the two formats that it will export to.
Calculator.
This menu item will call your calculator. So normally it would call the Windows calculator unless you've defined another calculator. This could be very handy if you need to work with lots of different exchange rates and you need to figure out prices for items. Then you have a mini world. The mini world I explained is a system tray, a thing where things will be stored on the system tray for you. And you can, the mini world is rather cool. That will just keep your favorites on the system tray, so you can use that if you desire.
Exit.
And then, of course, exit to shut the program down. Now, then over the next menu, we have just the edit menu.
Menu closed. Cut disabled.
We have this is a standard edit menu. Cut.
Copy disabled.
Copy.
Paste disabled.
Paste.
Cut disabled.
And that's all we have under that menu. And then we right arrow to the Windows menu.
Menu closed. Tile horizontally disabled.
Tiled horizontally.
Tile vertically,
tile vertically
disabled. Cascade disabled.
Cascade.
Minimize all disabled.
Minimize all.
Tile horizontally
and that's
disabled.
It. And then we can go one more menu.
Menu closed. Help.
That's, of course, the help menu.
About.
About.
Pacific Commerce pull
Pacific
down.
Pacific Commerce pull down. And under these menus, they will Pacific Commerce and
International Monetary Fund pull down.
The International Monetary Fund. You will be able to go to their web pages, which also are helpful. You can go to their actual web pages, and you can look up all kinds of exchange rates at these pages. They're terrific.
Kirkconf page.
And then the Kirkconf is what he calls it, the currency converter webpage is what it is. The first menu I'm going to show you is the preferred menu. This is like a favorites type of area, so let's explore it. When we start it up, the first thing that pops up on the screen is an edit box. The first edit box is where I'm going to type in the number that I want to convert from. So, in other words, from one U.S. dollar to any other currency, or from $1.53 to any other currency, 1.53, that sort of thing. So, the first one would be that edit box.
Edit box.
The second edit box is going to show me the rate that I've converted to. So, if I've converted to the Australian dollar, it's going to show me the Australian dollar. The third box.
Combo box. Top Australia to US dollar, 1-4.
The third one is just my favorites, and I have four different favorites that I've already set up, and we'll show you how to do that. The top one is the Australian dollar. In other words, I'm converting from the United States dollar to the Australian dollar since I live in California. You, of course, could convert from the Australian dollar to the United States dollar or any other form of currency as well. So this is truly an international program. As I said, I think everybody can use this one. And then we can down arrow.
British pound to US dollar.
British pound to the United States dollar.
Canadian to US dollar 3.
The Canadian dollar to the United States dollar or.
Bottom. Euro to US dollar 4-4.
To the United States dollar. Those are just the four favorites I've set up.
Top Australia to US dollar. 1-4.
Now I'll tab again.
Button.
This is a button where I can add to that favorites list. In other words, I can add some other form of currency to this list that I might care to convert. For example, I could add the Dutch guilder if I wanted to add the Dutch guilder. That sort of thing. The German mark. Or any number of other currencies. Then we'll press the tab key.
Button. C equals copy.
Then we have copy and paste buttons. This is so you can copy to clipboards and that sort of thing.
Button. P equals paste.
You have copy and paste.
Button. O equals copy.
Then you have another copy button.
Button. A equals paste.
Another paste button.
Button. D equals undock.
Undock, that's, I guess, if you want a free floating type of window, or so you can move the window, perhaps. I'm not sure, but I think that's what docking means.
Button. L equals clear.
And then clear the list to start fresh. That'll just clear the numbers. So, let's use Austria as our example.
Edit box.
And let's,
zero.
Let's type in 1. And let's tab over.
Edit box 0.57.
57 cents Austria to the United States dollar at the moment. And then we can tab over one more time.
Combo box. Top. Australia to US dollar 1-4.
Now we're at our favorites list here. And we can...
British pound to US dollar.
Down arrow
2-4.
Once. And then we can shift tab back. Now we still have our $1 in the box. The number one is still in the box for the United States. And we're just going to tab over or shift tab.
Edit box. 1.46.
$1.46 is the equivalent of $1 worth of United States goods in Britain at the moment. So it would be a good time for me to vacation in Britain right now because my dollar is worth $1.46 British pound in Britain. Then I can
combo box.
Arrow down.
Canadian to US dollar.
Canadian to US dollar. Let's see what that's worth. My US dollar will buy me.
Edit box 0.65.
65 cents Canadian to my $1. Not too good a value there, of course. 65 cents Canadian to each US dollar.
Combo
and
bottom. Euro to US dollar.
And the euro, let's look at that.
Edit box 0.94.
94 cents to the US dollar is the euro at the moment. So that's not too terribly bad.
Combo.
Now, we can...
top.
There is a button here.
Button.
It just says button, but that button is add items or add items. And I could go under that button and I could add, for example, I could add a new title. So let's just show you how that works. We just press the space bar.
Preferred currency settings.
This
list
is
box.
Preferred currency
preferred
settings.
Preferred currency settings. Top Australia to US dollar 1-4.
Now if I tab.
Edit box. Preferred currency settings Australia to US dollar.
I'm now in an edit box. Now I've typed in, as you saw, Australia to US dollar. I could basically relabel that if I wanted something different. You want to make sure it's accurate, though, because otherwise you'll be confused. In other words, you don't want to call this one Britain or something, or you're going to be lost.
Combo box. Preferred currency settings. Top. Australian dollar 1-11.
Now, this is a master list, or a master list of items that they've supplied here. So basically, if I typed a new title, say I wanted to do the Dutch Gilda, I could type a new title, and then I would locate the Dutch Gilda on the screen, assuming it's here.
British pound, 2-11. Canadian dollar, 3-11. Dutch Gilda, 4-11.
And there it is, right there. He has some presets in here that he's built into the program.
European euro, 5-11. Fiji dollar, 6-11. French franc, 7-11. Netherlands Antilles guilder, 8-11. New Zealand dollar, 9-11. Turkish lira, 10-11. Bottom, United States dollar, 11-11.
And there we go with the list.
Top,
so
Australian dollar, 1-11.
Now, so the first box is the Australian dollar.
Combo box. Preferred currency settings. Bottom, United States
and
dollar, 11-11.
And the second box is from. So the first box would be 2, and the second box would be from. It's a little confusing until you get used to it, but that's how it basically works. So, in other words, I'm going to be converting from the United States dollar to the Australian dollar.
Button. New.
And then you can type new here if you wanted to add a new setting. So if I wanted to add the Dutch guilder, I certainly could do that.
Button. Remove.
Then you have remove if you want to remove one of these from your list.
Button. OK.
And then you have OK.
Currency converter 2. Button. Press to add new items to this list. Button. C equals copy.
So there we go. That's how this works. And you can close any one of these windows with Control F4. So let's take a look at the basically what I want to look at here
pull down
is I want to show you how the update
cross
works.
Rate.
Let's go to
rate.
That one.
Update.
Now, update is done every day at noontime Pacific. That's 1900 hours GMT in the summertime and 2000 hours in the wintertime. This is the United States now we're talking about. At noontime every day, Monday through Friday, the Pacific Stock Exchange releases the new figures. And every day, the exchange rates change. So once a day, you probably would want to update this tool. Now, you can type Control-U to update it, or you can go under the menu as I did here. And to update it, it's going to go out, out onto the Internet. It's going to download a small little file, and then it's going to go by that. So let's do that, because right now, according to my clock, it is afternoon time on a Monday as I'm recording, so I do want to update this list right now. Let's go out to it.
Menu closed. Multi-document window rates update.
It's now out there doing it. Now, it'll take just a few seconds as it will do it. It goes out onto my cable and is logging into the Internet, and it will get the latest rate update. When it is finished, it will just return to its regular window to where you left off. He says you can work while it's even updating, but it only takes a few seconds to update. It does not take very long at all. So we should have that update. It's perhaps done right now, or perhaps it's just finished or something. It probably is done by now. So we should be able to go back to the preferred menu.
Pull down. World. Preferred.
We'll go back to preferred.
Menu closed. Menu closed. Edit box. 1. Press edit box. 0.57.
Well, we're going to be worth 57 cents still today as well. I see that didn't change.
Edit box 1.
Well, this is in Australia, 57 cents Australia. That's what it currently is. But tomorrow when I tell it to update, that may change. Now, let's take a look at how you add to this list.
Pull down. Preferred.
Let's go to
cross rate. Rates.
Let's go to rates itself.
Menu closed. Menu closed. Edit box. List view. No selected item. Press to add new items to this list. Top. Afghanistan Afghani. Offer. 1 of 214.
214 they have available on the list. I'll just read a few of these for you.
Albanian Lek. All. 2 of 214.
It's reading the country, and then it's reading, of course, the abbreviation, the name of the currency, and the abbreviation for that currency.
Algerian Dinar. DZD 3 of 214. Andorran franc, FRF 4 of 214. Andorran peseta, ADP, 5 of 214. Angolan kwanza, AOC, 6 of 214. Antigua dollar, XCD 7 of 214. Argentine peso, ARS 8 of 214. Armenia dram, AMD 9 of 214. Austrian shilling, ATS 10 of 214. Azerbaijan Manat, AZM 11 of 214. Azores Escudo, PTE, 12 of 214.
Okay, and so forth and so on. Now, I'm interested in adding, I'm looking for Italy. Let's see if I can find Italy. I'm just going to type I.
Iceland Krona, ISK, 90 of 214.
And let's see what we have here.
Indian Rupee, INR, 91 of 214. Indonesian Rupiah, IDR 92 of 214. Iranian Rial, IR 93 of 214.
Still looking.
Iraqi Dinar, ICT, 94 of 214. Irish Punt, IOP, 95 of 214. Israeli Shekel, ILS 96 of 214. Italian Lira, ITL, 97 of 214.
Okay, now I want to add that to my list. Just double left click it. And I've done that, and that is now, it takes it off the master list. It's now added it to the world list. So now I'm going to go to world. I'm going to go to
preferred. World.
I'm going to go to the world's menu, and I'm going to hit return there.
Menu closed. Menu closed. List view. Ivory Coast franc. ZOF 97 of 213.
And let's see what we have here.
Combo box. Top Australian dollar 1 of 12.
Okay, I'm going to go to
British pound, Canadian, Dutch guilder, European, Fiji, French, Italian lira,
there it is.
8 of 12. Read only, Edit box 0.
Yeah,
combo
I'm going
box.
To,
bottom.
Set the bottom
United
box
States
to the United
left
States. So
read only. Combo box.
Now I'm ready to
edit
go.
Box.
I'm shift tabbing
zero.
Back, and I'm going to just type
L
in...
Edit box 0.
I'm in the world menu. I'm going to type in $1, and I'm going to tab over.
Combo box. Read only. Edit box 0.00.
It shows that it's worth zero at the moment.
Combo. Edit box 1.
Well, it shows
read only. Edit box 0.00.
0.00.
Combo
sure
box.
This is working.
Bottom
properly.
United.
Yes, there.
Button. C equals copy.
Okay.
Read only. Edit. Combo box. Italian lira. Netherlands Hills Gilder.
Here.
Read only. Edit box 0.56.
Yeah, that's working fine.
Combo. Italian lira. 8 of 12. Read only. Edit box 0.00.
Well, it's worth zero. The American dollar is worth zero in Italy at this particular second. I don't know what to say about that. It didn't quite do it that way for us. But all in all, it's a useful tool. I mean, I think that you can convert from currency to any other kind of currency. I mean, you can convert from any number of currencies here.
Edit box. 0.5
so,
combo box.
I can look and I can
bottom,
say
euro to Canadian to US dollar, British.
I can look at any of these, or I can look at any of the currencies on the main world list. I could look at, for example,
pull
if
out.
I wanted to know
world.
I
menu
wanted
closed.
To know. Go back to this world
button.
List here.
L equals clear.
And I'll just clear this list here.
Edit box 0.
And I'll just type 1, and I'll
combo
go to
box.
The master list
Italian
here.
Italian lira. 8 of 12.
Okay, I couldn't get a listing there, but I could get a listing for New Zealand dollar.
Read only edit
and
box.
And we'll take a look at
combo
it.
Box.
Make sure that I'm at the
bottom.
United States.
United States,
there it is. And look at it.
Read
here.
Only. Edit box 0.49.
It's 49 cents New Zealand at this particular second to the U.S. dollar. So it would not be a good idea. I wouldn't go very far. It would cost me a lot of money to visit New Zealand right at the moment. All in all, it's a great program. I think it's worth a person's time to download. If you're interested in conversions, or you just want to have fun with your friends, if you have lots of international friends, you could sit around and say, hey, I know how much my money is worth against your money. And like I say, you can convert to and from any number of currencies. They have a very long list. You can convert from, Dutch to francs, francs to Dutch Gilda, and so forth and so on. It doesn't necessarily all have to be American or English. You can convert to all kinds of currencies. This fantastic tool, freeware, available from HTTP, www.belgraver, that's B-E-L-G-R-A-V-E-R, .demon.nl. Check it out, it's quite cool. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.